It is a very good evening to you and how you be at 6:30 and 35 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Brian Rascona, those two guys on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for about a 90 minuto schmooze of the SPORTS. Right up until your NFL, Carolina and the Steelers. 8 o'clock with the pregame right here on your fan. New York City, and speaking of the pigskin, Sam Darnold, he is still wearing that boot, and it's still on the right foot. How embarrassing it would be if he was seen today wearing that boot on the left foot. It certainly wouldn't fit. At the end of the season, Todd Bowles will be given the boot. And if the shoe fits, here's hoping Josh McCown can stay on his feet. But between you and me and the lamppost, I certainly wouldn't mind seeing Davis Webb. It's now time, and you know this is the time, to award the New York Jets player who has stood tall by doing his job on and off the field. This honor is called the Most Valuable Jet through Week 9 Award, or for short, TMVJTW9A. He has been with the Jets less than 2 years, 25 games so far, and even though we're not the biggest fan of analytics, we know that analytics, like the horseless carriage, analytics here to stay. So right now, after analyzing the analytics, after looking at the numbers through 25 games he has played, after counting the 146 combined tackles, 110 of those solo, after recording the 3 sacks, after combining the 3 forced fumbles, after adding the 2 fumble recoveries, after the 1 interception he has, and we feel more to come, after the 14 passes defended, including passes we see tipped every single game, it is time now to honor and name TMVJTW9A winner. And he wins the award going away. His name, Jamal Adams.
Honesty, courage, the backbone of America.
With the 6th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Jamal Adams, defensive back, LSU.
We felt very happy when he fell to us, and again, he's a very good player, not just on the field, but really from an intangible standpoint, we really feel he'll be a real cornerstone-type player for us going forward.
I'm versatile, but not only that, I'm a great person off the field. I'm not going to cause any harm to the Jets organization. We're going to get this thing rolling, and we're going to get back to that Super Bowl.
Cutler, 1 of 3 on third downs. He steps up in the pocket. He collapses again. He's under pressure. Taken down. He lost the football, but they say he's down. It's Jamal Adams one more time.
Trouble on the snap, and Jamal Adams has recovered for the Jets. Jamal Adams recovers, and the Jets have the ball deep in Falcons territory.
Castle throws. Off the ricochet, it is intercepted. Picked off by Jamal Adams.
Turbin. Didn't get there. Looked like Jamal Adams may have led the charge from his safety position.
Well, and the ball came loose. They're saying it's the Jets' ball going the other way.
And know, he's an exciting player. He did a lot of things the right way. He brings a lot of emotion with him, and he got the team behind him and got us into it.
If I had a perfect place to die, I would die on the field. It's so much sacrifice that we go through as a team, and just connecting as one and winning ball games. It's nothing like playing the game of football.
It's an honor, and he knows it. Congratulations, Jamal. The most valuable Jet through Week 9 award winner. And if you feel another Jet should be so honored with the TMVJTW9A, feel free to name that man. Now, this space coming up here is reserved for hot stove baseball talk. But please, 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 what stove do you know of is hot? Look at the stove. And do you see any of the burners on? Not even something cooking in the oven. Right now, better to look at the microwave for the maximum in rumors. People ask me all the time, what do I do for a living? And they listen to the station. How insulting. But when they do ask, I tell them I deal in rumors and innuendo. Take the hot stove stories. Oh, I hope you're sitting down for this one. And, of course, if you're driving, you better be. You have Scott Boras taking shots at the new GM and the Wilpons. Whoa! This is back page headline news. Scott Boras, he doesn't like the Wilpons. And certainly doesn't like Van Wagenen. And he knows, of course, says Scott. Says Scott, the Wilpons, they're not going to overpay. And that's not good news for Scott. And he's jealous of the GM because, obviously, he would like to be the GM somewhere and probably in New York City. And take a pay cut if he worked for the Wilpons. What is it? That's what he feels. Boras, he said the Wilpons shop at Fred's. I don't know from Fred's, although I heard earlier today on Your Fan in New York City, it's a discount store in the Southeast. Between you and me, I'd like my wife to shop there. The hawker from Hackensack, we hold hands a lot, because if I let go, she shops. We'll say this, and I want everyone to know this. This is somewhat, how you say, inside, somewhat private, but I'm going to say it anyway. I've been in love with the same woman for 21 years. And you could imagine the trouble I'd be in if my wife ever found out. But that's not something we need to talk about right now. Hot stove, not so hot. It is, please correct me if I'm misleading. It's the same thing every day. Behind door number one, Pat Corbin. Behind door number two, Corey Kluber. Behind door number three, Dallas Keuchel. Behind door number four, Bryce Harper. Behind door number five, Manny Machado. Behind door number six, Andrew Miller. If you want to propose any other doors and some ball players behind them, let me know. Pick a door. And let's let the rumorizing begin. And the program is about to begin with your telephone calls. We're going to go right up until, first of all, hey, Peter, you know, by the way, with all the feuding and fighting here at WFAN, I kind of feel like within the WFAN family, like an orphan. I mean, nobody writes about me in the newspaper. I haven't embezzled anyone. I haven't been fighting on Hudson Street with anyone. But before we take a break, Peter, please, where is that copy you were supposed to give me before I came on the air?
Steve, I give you the same copy. It's probably in front of your face right now. What are you talking about?
No, it is not in front of my face right now, you moron.
Steve, first of all, I put copy in front of you all the time, and it's you see my papers in front of your desk right now?
Well, yeah, but these are yesterday's papers, not today. Once again, you imbecile, you're not Steve, even what? Your
brother. Steve, wait a second. Watch yourself, buddy.
I want to know, you idiot. Where
Steve, I'm 35
copy?
Years old. You really want to mess with me? You're like two sunrises away from 100. You want to mess with me right now? Is that serious?
Oh, now you're making fun of how old? I am. Is that it, you fool?
Excuse me, sir. Let's be serious. The only reason why I'm working here is because... Do you think I really want to work here with you? Do you think I really want to work here with you? Hold on. Hold on a second, Steve.
This guy wouldn't be working here if it wasn't for me.
They begged me to work here for you. Look at all the other producers that have left this place.
You're so inept at
Nobody wants
do.
To work with you. They pay me handsomely. They beg me to stay. That's why I'm here with you, Steve. That's the only reason why I'm here.
Brian, I think we need to go to a break. Peter, you and I
Yeah, we have business to do. That's right. Let's go.
I'm going to meet you right now at the elevator.
I'm ready. Let's go.
To settle this on the Fan New York.